Now, beef and sheep farmers in Tairawhiti fear they'll have paddocks full of starving animals this winter because there's no safe way to get them off the paddocks or to the meatworks. Federated Farmers Gisborne Wairoa acting president says his premium beef need to go to a suitable slaughterhouse. The two nearest plants in Gisborne and Wairoa are at capacity, and the next closest in the Waikato is not suitable. Federated Farmers Charlie Reynolds is with us now. Hi, Charlie.
Morning, Corinne. How are we?
So this is because of State Highway 2, is it, that is no longer, well, is not passable, and you just, what, simply have no options?
Yes, that's true. I mean, we'll just kind of stay with that. EFCO and Ovation have capacity at the moment. Our greatest concern is actually is going forward, because as we need to start dropping stock numbers for winter stocking rates. So normally we send a huge amount of animals down to Pacific in Hastings, which is Silverfern Farms beef plant, and Silverfern Farms Takapel, which is their giant sheep processing facility. We need that road open because a huge amount of stock is also finished in the Hawke's Bay. The Hawke's Bay love buying our animals because they grow really well and they make lots of money off them. But if we don't get these roads open shortly, we are going to hit a pinch point, and it's going to could end up being dire for some.
What would you do?
You certainly wouldn't shoot them, but you'd end up trying to push them through neighbours' properties, trying to get them to somewhere where you could load. But again, now the freight is just getting so expensive, because of the distance the trucks have got to drive, that it's getting.
So what are the options? What are your options here?
Well, the only options you try and sell store to locally, to the people who have managed to, who got rid of animals pre-cyclone, or you try and get them into a facility north. But again, it's kind of so limited in terms of, well, one, can a truck actually turn up to your place? And two, kind of, is there space in those plants ahead? I mean, because everyone, I mean, we've got the dairy kill's about to start in another month or so. Yeah, that's a huge amount of dairy cows which are going to take up.
Right. Charlie, how long do you think we've got realistically got here? And are you going to need some help?
I think we are going to need some help thing. I mean, MPI have been absolutely fantastic on the ground. Got a phone call this morning saying three sets of temporary yards have arrived. So if you can walk your stock off, we can put them in these yards to get them onto a truck. But we are going to have to set a date, line in the sand, on when we make the call in terms of heavy lift machinery for like getting supplement feeds to those guys who have no road access at all, and a date of, we've got to really have this road open.
Well, to all the best, Charlie. We'll perhaps catch up with you again. Hopefully the situation can improve. Federated Farmers Charlie Reynolds there.